I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a five-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 9/28/2021, Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist, supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying, it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there's not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year, was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD, and I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong, and I know of only one reason that databases roll math backwards.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Renz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
Thank you.
I have to show you. This is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this. But this was after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out. And we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, folks, I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. He is the executive director of the Robert Alexander Mercer Veterans Foundation. Charities for Vets is a program that they are rolling out, and I want to welcome him to the program. Rick Berman. Rick, welcome. Good to have you.
Thanks so much, Pastor. Good to be with you.
We, as a nation, are facing still, I believe, a crisis for our veterans. It was on the radar, you know, especially under when President Trump was the president. And then we have had Joe Biden come in, and I think the whole country is kind of unraveled, and we kind of have lost the emphasis on this. And I'm talking about the number of veterans committing suicide, the number of veterans that are homeless, the number of veteran families that are struggling. But the challenge for our vets has not gone away. Talk to me about what you're seeing, and talk to me about what this initiative is trying to accomplish.
Well, one of the things that that I'm really directly involved with here is educating the public as to how to give money in a smart way to veteran charities. There's a couple of $1 billion, and that's billion with a B, that is given every year to military or veteran charities. I mean, there's literally hundreds of these groups out there. They all have well-meaning or well-sounding names. You're familiar with lots of them. You see some of them on TV. Some of them are direct mail. Some of them you become aware of because your friend told you that this is a good group to support. And like any other business, whether it's, you know, a dry cleaner, a restaurant, or a big business, a labor union, a university, there are people that are handling the money. And in some cases, they don't handle it very well. And what we have found is that there's a lot of mismanagement in this area of veteran charities. A lot of money gets wasted. Some of it, quite frankly, is lost due to fraud. And I'm trying to get people to understand that if they go to our website, charitiesforvets.com, I'm getting people to understand that if you want to make a donation to a veteran charity, we have already identified the better charities out there. And we've also identified the ones that we put in a category of not recommended. And we've looked at 78 charities, which are larger than some others. And in that group, there's 33 that we recommend. I can tell you that out of the groups that we don't recommend, they get close to $1 billion every year.
Wow.
And that's money that should go to the ones that are doing a good job,
right,
with their campaigns.
So I'm looking at the website right now. I mean, one of the ones that is, I guess, familiar, that a lot of people would be aware of, that stands out is the Gary Sinise Foundation.
Highly recommended.
Yeah, and you've got Gary down to somebody that you guys highly recommend. USA Cares, I'm not real familiar with them. Tunnel to Towers is one that I think a lot of people are familiar with, and I'm glad to see that they are a highly recommended.
Yeah, and you know, if people go to our website, they can understand how we got to this distinction between the good guys and the bad guys, if you will. Mm-hmm. If you go to our website, you can see what our rating system is all about. It's, everything is very transparent, and it's all pretty much based on financial integrity. When we see a charity that, for example, has 15 times their budget banked in an investment fund, that they're holding back 15 times their annual budget, we think that that's irresponsible. People didn't give them money
right.
to put it in the bank. And so we downgrade them to a not recommended charity. When we see people running overhead that's more than 25%, we put them in a not recommended category. People don't need to have, you know, a 50% overhead. When you mentioned Tunnel to Towers, they have a 6% overhead. On the other hand, you'll get groups like the Wounded Warrior Project. They've got 5 to 6 times the overhead that Tunnel to Towers has. And I'm not saying that these groups that we don't recommend, I'm not saying that they never do anything good.
Right.
But I am saying that they don't do it as efficiently or effectively as they could. And we're hopeful that they either reform or we're just going to continue to tell the public that that's not where I would put my money and it's probably not where they should put theirs.
Well, and one of the things that I do think is, you know, nice about what you're doing here, you're not saying, listen, you know, you shouldn't trust these people, so give us the money and then we'll give it to them. You're not doing that. You're just simply saying, look, these are the criterion by which we judge whether or not these people are someone that you should trust to give money to. And the end result is you know, you want every dollar. I remember very quickly, but I remember being on the floor of the Houston Astrodome during Katrina as a chaplain and watching how the Red Cross treated those people versus how Operation Compassion treated the people at the George R. Brown Center. The people at the Houston yeah. Astrodome got, you know, leather cots from, you know, the 1940s, it looked like to me. The people at the George R. Brown Center got foam top beds to sleep in with sheets and covers and pillows and the whole nine, and had a 24-hour a day kitchen to get food from, and counselors available, and individuals on site to get them assistance with their claims and with temporary housing and all of that. And the Red Cross, they didn't even have water for those people. It was terrible.
So, you know, that's the point. When you get real close, you can see the very big difference between people that say they're going to do something versus the people who are actually doing it or doing it well.
Yeah.
And so our whole campaign here, you know, we quite frankly, you know, he said, we don't collect money and then decide to give it to somebody else. You're right. we're not funneling money.
Right.
But what we are doing is that we are receiving donations from people for one purpose and one purpose only, and that is to have this communications campaign. We have sure. two billboards up in Times Square,
mm-hmm.
and we've got 16 billboards going up around the country. We are spending money to educate people. I like to tell people that, you know, when they have a hard time getting their head around what I'm doing here, I like to tell them to just think about Consumer Reports.
There you go.
And, yep. You know, this is a Consumer Reports for veteran charities. The only difference is that you don't have to buy a subscription to the magazine.
Well,
it's all for free.
And as a disabled vet, I can tell you that, you know, for a company to step in, I've looked at some of the numbers and been on the ground talking to some of the people about these situations, and there is a great deal of waste that happens with regards to, you know, where the money goes. The money going predominantly to administrative costs is what they call them.
Right.
Folks, that's not, you don't give, you know, $100 so that 75 or 80 of those dollars go back into the organization and the veteran ends up getting 19, 16, something along that line. That's not good management of the money.
No, it's not. And, you know, if your listeners were to go to our website, charitiesforvets.com, you'll see some horror stories that really will make you angry as to what people have done with this money. Now, like I said, I don't suggest that everybody is operating a fraudulent organization, but there is plenty of that as well. And so if you're not smart about giving your money away, you may very likely waste it. And that's what we need to stop. I mean, like I said, there's nearly $1 billion that we've identified going in the wrong direction. And my hope is that with this campaign, we can take hundreds of millions of dollars. We don't have to generate new money. We just have to redirect it. And that is going to have an enormous positive impact on veterans. And, you know, there's a lot of different things that these veteran groups do. Some of them are involved with housing. Some of them involved with education, scholarships. Some of them family support. Some of them work on service dogs. And if you go to our website, you can see the programs that different charities are engaged in. And if you said, you know, I want to do something about housing, well, then you can click on the housing button on our priority programs. You can click on housing, and then you'll see the charities that actually are, number one, financially stable, good, and number two, the ones that actually do make housing a priority. So this is a really, really good way to have people spend their money as they want it to be utilized.
Well, like, for example, Air Force Enlisted Village, based on 2020 tax returns, is spending 90% of its money on programs and about 10% on overhead. You've got Tunnel for Towers, and I think you mentioned them earlier, but, you know, 94% on programs and only 6% on overhead, and that's significant. That is significant. When we get back, Rick, if we could talk a little bit about obviously being involved in this and monitoring what the charities are doing, also brings you in contact with some of the figures and the numbers about what some of the biggest issues facing veterans are. Maybe we could talk a little bit about some of those things that you've seen. We'll be back with more on that right after this brief break.
I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs. paths by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. My special guest is Rick Berman, and he is here representing, hang on, I've got him up here on the screen. Give me just a second, and I'm going to put that back up for you. There we go. Charities for Vets is the name of the organization, Charities for Vets. And what you see on the screen, if you're watching us right now, you see housing-focused veterans charities. And again, you can go to charitiesforvets.com and click on the different issues that you might be concerned about. Just go to priority programs. As you have been going through and you know, identifying this issue, and I'm sure that you have meetings with your advisory board and so forth, as you have been going through these things, talk to me, if you would, about what are some of the things that stand out to you as challenges that veterans are facing?
Well, of course, the thing that most people would easily identify with are people who have got a war injury, a serious war injury, you know, missing a leg or missing an arm.
Sure.
Because it's pretty difficult to get through the day when you don't have all of your appendages. And so that's what people think about. And I'd like to get people to understand that the issue is bigger than that. People come out of the service. They don't necessarily have very much money. and so immediately you get into a housing situation. There are people who come out of the service and they may know how to fire off all sorts of rockets and missiles, but that doesn't really give you much information if you're trying to get a job in the private sector.
Sure.
So there are people out there in these organizations that are providing scholarships, providing education, providing transition into the private sector to give veterans more independence, to empower them. And then, of course, there's something that people don't think about much, which is family support. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people in these families who are supporting their own veteran, you know, a family member. And it takes a lot out of the family's budget. It takes a lot out of the family's time to care for some of these people. And so family support is a very big issue beyond the veteran support directly.
Yeah.
So, and then, you know, there are health issues and what we call health and well-being. It's not all about the VA. It's not all about TRICARE, which is the government program for Medicare, if you will. You know, people have other needs that are not being met by government programs. And again, this is where some of these organizations are focusing their attention. And so if you have an interest in one of those areas, you can go on our website and you can find the charities that are focused on that, on those particular services or programs. So, that's really the key to this whole idea that we put together here. I found it strange that you could find a better toaster or a better lawnmower than you could find a better charity. And that to me was ridiculous. So that's what we're doing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have to be able to know that your money is going to take care of that veteran, and it's shameful that, you know, that's oftentimes just not the case.
Yeah. And you know, you brought up another point, Pastor, earlier about, you know, people will sometimes forget about veterans, and you know, I echo your sentiment. If a war stops and there are no more veterans returning, all of a sudden your attention goes someplace else. One of the reasons that this organization, the RAM Foundation, RAM Veterans Foundation, is called RAM, is that it's named after a guy by the name of Robert Alexander Mercer. So RAM is his initials. But Robert Alexander Mercer was killed in France in the Second World War trying to liberate France from the Nazis.
Wow.
And we intentionally used, and I mean, he was about 17 or 18 years old. We intentionally used a person as the so-called face of this organization who was not a returning Afghanistan veteran, who was not a returning Iraqi veteran.
Right.
But someone that was far enough back in time to suggest veterans have been shortchanged over many, many years. And this is not a recent phenomenon, and that we need to keep that in mind. This spans wars, generations, many years, and there are veterans that go back many, many, many years that still need help, and there are some that are still around, as well as the guys who are very recent, very, very recent returnees from military service.
Charities for Vets, folks, is the place to go to vet who it is that you're giving your money to, and we really encourage you to go to Charities for Vets to make sure that the money that you give actually goes to benefit the veterans. Rick Berman has been my guest. Rick, thanks so much for being here. We'll be back. Rafael Cruz coming up on the other side.
Thank you, Pastor.
God bless you, sir. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And very pleased to have with me my special guest for this segment. He is a dear friend, a dear brother. He called my wife and prayed with her regularly 5 years ago. It was 5 years ago yesterday when my accident happened. 5 years ago yesterday, and look what God has done. amazing what the Lord has done. I want to welcome Rafael Cruz to the program. Rafael, welcome. So good to have you, sir. Thank you, brother. Thank you. It's good to be here. It's good to be here. We've been focusing in on awakening pastors, awakening ministers, and the need for the church to rise up. And I think it couldn't be more appropriate to talk about that in light of the week that we are in, which is the celebration of the independence of America and the role that ministers played in both the Declaration of Independence and the forming of our Constitution.
As a matter of fact, Pastor Greg, had it not been for pastors, we may still be a colony of Great Britain. It was pastors that fought the American Revolution. We have a great, great heritage, and unfortunately has been erased from the history books. Our children don't know what America is like because they're being brainwashed with secular humanism and Marxism, and that is prevalent in the universities across the United States and unfortunately even in our primary schools.
You know, and I was just thinking about this, and I'd love to get your commentary too. There was a time when the term pastor, it reserved a sense of reverence, a sense of comfort, a sense of there was a positive image associated with pastor. And then in the 1980s, we had some failings amongst ministers. We had some scandals that took place. But the media did, an incredible job of vilifying all pastors.
You know, Greg, Pastor Greg, we are all human.
Sure.
People fail, and the left is very apt to take the failure of one individual to damn a whole class of people because they have an agenda, and it's an anti-Christian agenda. But I'll tell you what, throughout history, pastors have been considered shepherds, the ones that lead those that need direction. And I'll tell you, if we look at the Declaration of Independence, each one of those 26 grievances in the Declaration were preached from the pulpits of America for 10 years. 10 years prior to Jefferson writing them on that Declaration. So you could consider the Declaration as a series of sermon summaries. And you know, at that time, everybody respected the pastors.
Right.
Every sermon that was preached from the pulpits was published in the newspapers. So whether you went to church or didn't go to church, you got the message. And I'll tell you, pastors were all united in calling Americans to freedom. And it was the pastors that were the driving force in the American Revolution. But the question that we ask ourselves today, Pastor Grady, is where are those pastors today?
Yeah.
The majority of them, unfortunately, are hiding behind their pulpits. They're scared to death of not being politically correct. Well, don't you think it's about time they become biblically correct instead of politically correct?
Hear, hear. Hear, hear. This idea, it's so interesting to hear you say that, right? Because the first thing that's thrown out, I mean, I've gotten this on about my show. Well, you know, there's a separation of church and state. And yet you're talking about the 26 points in the grievance preached from the pulpit.
But not only that, this concept of separation of church and state is not biblical. And it's not historical. As a matter of fact, if you look at the Declaration and the Constitution, the number one source was the Bible. The number two source was the Dictionary of Law that defines every word by Scripture. These people were committed Christians. 29 of the 56 signers of the Declaration were seminary graduates. They were theologians. They were men of God. But, you know, this concept of separation of church and state comes from a letter that Thomas Jefferson, after becoming president in 1802, wrote to the Danbury Baptists from Rhode Island. And to understand this, we need to actually look at what happened 200 years before those framers. In the early 1600s, when the Kingdom of England decided to rebel against the Pope in Rome and become his own Pope, and he created the Church of England, the Anglican Church, and if you were not a member of the Anglican Church in England in the early 1600s, you were persecuted as a heretic. That's what brought the pilgrims to America, to have the freedom to worship Almighty God. Now let's move forward 200 years. When this constitutional representative republic was created, all 13 colonies were concerned as to whether this new government was going to impose a state denomination. When the Constitution talks about religion, it's talking about Christian denominations, because contrary to what a previous president said, America was a Christian country. 99% of the colonies were Christians. There was about 1% that was Jew. So it was talking about a Christian denomination. And it's very interesting, this terminology, the Danbury Baptists. Most people do not know that at the time of the Constitution and the Declaration, every colony basically only had one denomination. You know why? Because it was pastors and the men from their and women from their congregations that founded the colonies. And then they said, well, how do we do this government thing? It is very interesting if you look at the original 13 constitutions. In each and every one of them, you had to be a believer in Jesus Christ to run for public office. It was a requirement. But so all these 13 colonies were concerned, is this new government going to impose a state denomination upon we the people? So they write a letter to President Jefferson, but it was addressing the concern of all 13 colonies. So Jefferson writes back and he says, believing with you that religion is a matter that lays solely between man and his God, that he owes account to no one for his faith or his worship. In other words, it's only between you and God, and no one has the right to interfere. He continues that their legislation should make no establishing the free exercise thereof. In other words, he quotes verbatim from the First Amendment of the Constitution, and then he says, thus building a wall of separation between church and state. Pastor Greg, if we take these statements in context, it is absolutely obvious that Jefferson was talking about a one-way wall. A one-way wall to prevent government from imposing a state religion upon we the people. A one-way wall to prevent government from interfering with our free exercise for religion. In no way, shape, or form could you infer that Jefferson was saying that the church should not be involved in every area of society, including government. As a matter of fact, Jesus said exactly the opposite. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. You know, he said, I am the light of the world, reserved to himself. But then he said, you are the light of the world. You know, Pastor Greg, light is worthless unless you point it to darkness. That's out there in the marketplace. You know, churches have to stop playing church inside the whole four walls while the country is going to hell in a handbasket, and we have the light. You know, the Word of God says, to whom much is given, much is required. Amen. So I ask you, Christians, I ask you, pastors listening to this broadcast, what are you doing with your light? Are you hiding it under your pew, or are you hiding it behind the pulpit? We need to take the light out there in the midst of the darkness. God is calling us to be light in the midst of darkness. And I'll tell you what, we have a responsibility before God. And I know, Pastor Greg, that both you and I have one goal in mind, and that is to hear one day our Savior say, Well done, good and faithful servant. To whom much is given, much is required. It is the time for the church to rise up and be the church and be the light to drive people back to righteousness, to liberty instead of to darkness.
Amen. Amen. We're going to get ready to take a quick break here. When we come back, one of the other things that our founders gave us that is unique to America, up until that point, it was monarchies and feudal systems. Our founders rejected the monarchies and the feudal systems, and they created all men to be equal and created a governmental system that emphasized every man equal with rights given by God inside of them. Back after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. God bless you. And keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. On the
pitch.
And this is this borewell we have put. And pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the order. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone, a product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest is Rafael Cruz. Pastor Rafael Cruz is with us. So we're talking about this Independence Day issue, and you know, I've been talking this week about 1 Samuel and how the Israelites said, oh, we want a king, we want a king, we want a king, and how our founders said, we don't want a king, we don't want a feudal system, we are going to be the sovereigns now over our nation, as God originally intended the Israelites to be the sovereigns over their nation.
Amen.
Talk to me about the role pastors play in that, and how do we get pastors to go back to understanding that and stop preaching a warped version of Romans 13?
Well, I think we're going to have to scare them. Unfortunately, they have been too complacent, thinking that it's going to be business as usual. It's not going to be business as usual. As a matter of fact, Pastor Greg, and I think I mentioned this last month, but it's so relevant. I don't think there is any scripture more relevant to where we are today in America than Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. God says, I set before you today life and death, the blessing and the curse. And then God says, so choose life that you and your descendants may live. The reality is this. We have a battle in our hands. And if we lose this battle, our children and our children's children will not have a future. I mean, if that doesn't set you on fire, your wood is all wet. So pastors need to realize, if they don't stand up today, the church that they know will cease to exist. There are forces in America that want to make America a secular country. Wokeism is alive and well in America, and they want to destroy the Judeo-Christian principles of America. And if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? As a matter of fact, we need to realize that the foundations of America are under attack today. And so we cannot continue to be complacent. We cannot continue to just believe that it's going to be business as usual. There is an enemy, and the enemy is alive and well. And you know, Pastor Greg, the Word of God says in John 10:10 that the thief comes not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And even though many pastors misquote that and say steal, kill, steal, and destroy, it's not kill, steal, and destroy. It is steal, kill, and destroy, and the most important word there is steal. What the enemy does is steal the Word of God from our hearts.
Right.
And if the enemy can steal the Word of God from your heart, he can kill you and destroy you. So we need to understand that to whom much is given, much is required. We've been given a mantle to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout the world and to bring men and women to freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Galatians chapter 5, verse 1 says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has set you free, and do not entangle yourselves again with the yoke of bondage. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, many pastors have self-imposed themselves a yoke of bondage and have imposed a yoke of bondage upon the people by keeping them in darkness. Jesus said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And the truth is a who, it's not a what. The truth is Jesus Christ and his whole counsel of God. And we need to get back to the Judeo-Christian principles that have made America the greatest country in the face of the earth. Pastor Greg, we cannot be complacent. Complacency will be suicide. We must be leaders. We must be shepherds. We must realize that when Jesus talked about the church and the gates of hell not prevailing against it, that is a mantle of leadership. Jesus said in Matthew 28:18-19, all power, all authority in heaven and in earth has been given unto me, unto Jesus. What are the next three words? Go ye therefore. In other words, Jesus is saying, because all power and all authority has been given unto him, therefore you go. That is a delegation of authority. Jesus has delegated his authority to you and I to go and occupy till he comes. That means we need to be light. We need to be salt in the midst of an insipid and darkened world. And I'll tell you what, we cannot fail in this assignment. The future of our children, the future of our children's children is at stake. So, Pastor, it is time to wake up from your stupor. It is time for you to try to please everyone. Jesus wasn't too concerned about pleasing everyone. Jesus confronted the political establishment. He called them vipers. He called them whitened sepulchers. He came like gangbusters against the political establishment.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Co-inhabit with unrighteousness. We are to stand for righteousness' sake. And if not, I'll tell you, the America that we have cherished and have lost so much will cease to exist. You know, Ronald Reagan, one of my favorite presidents, once said, freedom is not free. Freedom is not passed down from generation to generation in our bloodstream. Every generation has to fight to protect it and preserve it, or we may find ourselves in our sunset year talking to our children and our children's children about what it was like when men were free in America.
if we even...
I'm not willing to have that conversation, and I'm sure you're not either.
No, if we were even... If we're even around to have that conversation at that point, if we don't do something right now. And that's why I put together, folks, what you're about to hear, which is called At the End of the Day. And it's a challenge to each of us at the end of the day. What will God say about what you did with what he has given us here in the United States of America at the end of the day? Raphael, God bless you. Thank you, sir, for being with me today. I'll be back tomorrow with more Chosen Generation Radio.